Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean is on assignment, but Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman with us from Las Vegas, where she writes for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Good morning, Cindy. Let's talk first about the Netflix hit Wednesday. I tried to get into this, but I gave up on it. But a lot of people love this show, and it's coming back, isn't it?
Good morning, Bob. It is. If you need a little snarkiness, a little mean teenage show, here you go, Wednesday. Taking a long time to get this season two because of the strike, of course. But good news for fans, it went into production actually this week in Ireland. And a few great cast additions. Steve Buscemi, who I like in almost anything, he's joining the cast along with Noah Taylor and Billy Piper. Also, Back to the Future's Christopher Lloyd is joining the cast. Remember, he played Uncle Fester in the 1991 film, The Addams Family. And also, Catherine Zeta-Jones, her role's been upped as the mother, Morticia Addams. She's a series regular now. And the kind of cool twist, too, is Jenna Ortega, who's now a huge teen star because of this show, she had a bit of a mandate saying she did not want the typical love triangle for this character. She didn't even want a love story at all. So they're, quote, ditching any romantic interest for Wednesday, she said. And while each show now will feel like a movie, but it's going to be mostly based on action and friendships instead of a love thing.
Well, maybe I'll give it another try. Here's a Mother's Day suggestion, and this is a Brooke Shields show. Tell us about this.
Marianne is going to drag you into this. It's called Mother of the Bride, and it's your rom-com for Mother's Day weekend. But it does have the always sweet and nice Brooke Shields, one of the people who have never changed over the years, always nice. And it's one of those nice rom-coms. She's the mother of the bride. Of course, it's a tropical wedding. There's never any other kind on Netflix or anywhere else. And the groom's father happens to be her ex, played by Benjamin Bratt. They haven't seen each other for decades. And, he also broke her heart many years ago. So here we're setting up a nice wedding, the wedding weekend. So it's a little love and little heartthrob, Chad Michael Murray, who's in a bunch of Hallmark movies. He plays the groom. So a little something for everybody.
Yeah, sounds like it. I know you just interviewed Beach Boys' Mike Love and Al Jardine. Tell us about your conversation with Mike and Al, Cindy.
You know, Bob, what a thrill. This is my favorite part of this job, when you get to interview the legends. And yesterday, Mike Love and Al Jardine, we sat down and we talked about this new Beach Boys documentary, appropriately called The Beach Boys. It drops on Disney Plus on May 24th. And it's just one of these very lavish documentaries, never seen footage, new interviews with Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine. And also, they throw in some current people, Lindsey Buckingham, Ryan Tedder, Don Was. And nice ode to the late members, Carl and Dennis Wilson, who passed years ago. But the really cool story Mike Love told yesterday, he said, you know, all the guys are in their early 80s now. And the last scene of this documentary, without wrecking anything for people, takes place at Paradise Cove Beach in L.A. And Mike Love said that's where they did their very first album cover. And now they came back together in their 80s. They just sat on the beach, the three of them, Brian and Al and Mike Love, and they just talked about life and where life had taken them. And Mike said, you know, we've had ups, we've had downs, but this was just a joyous reunion. And the really sad, kind of cool thing was, a few weeks before they did this last scene, Jimmy Buffett passed away, and one of them had Jimmy Buffett's guitar. So they just brought the guitar to the beach for some reason. One of them started playing, and they just a cappella sang Fun, Fun, Fun and Surfing USA. Even when the cameras weren't rolling, they just went through some of their old sound, their old sounds and their old songs, and just did it for fun. So what a great day for them.
Yeah, that's going to be great. The Beach Boys, it's called, debuting May 24th, Disney Plus. Beach Boys in their 80s. Yikes. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it, as always.
Thank Thanks, Bob.
Dean is on assignment, but he left us a list of new releases and his recommendations for what to watch on a variety of streaming services.
You built the box. Behind every door in there is a version of your life that you could have lived.
For new streaming series this week, Joel Edgerton and Jennifer Connelly star in the sci-fi series Dark Matter. Edgerton starts as a scientist who winds up in an alternate reality and wants to try to find his way back to his family. See it on Apple TV Plus now. On Paramount Plus on Friday, there's the second half of the sixth season of the long-running drama The Chi.
The final girl must escape any death trap. You hide. I seek. Technically speaking, we're all final girls.
The popular teen mystery series returns with Pretty Little Liars Summer School, as the high school friends must solve a mystery while spending their summer in class. See it on Max on Thursday. And a new season of Doctor Who with a new time-traveling doctor arrives on Disney Plus starting on Friday. On Netflix, Will Forte leads a team of true crime podcasters investigating a cold case murder in Ireland. See Bodkin on Thursday. Elizabeth Moss is an elite MI6 agent out to stop a global attack, all in Veil on Hulu now. Return to the world of Monsters, Inc. with season 2 of the spin-off series Monsters at Work. See it on Disney Plus now.
Your father and Emma's mother dated in college. Wait, what?
For new movies this week, Brooke Shields is a single mom whose daughter is getting married to the son of an old college fling, played by Benjamin Bratt. See Mother of the Bride on Netflix on Thursday.
Let it be.
Documentaries, the classic film about the making of the Beatles' final album has been remastered and arrives on Disney Plus. See Let It Be, streaming now.
This is a really horrible person.
She wanted to get inside the minds and the dreams of people and twist them.
On Apple TV Plus now, Hollywood Con Queen takes a look at how a charming fraudster pulled off the ultimate Hollywood heist. And finally on Netflix on Saturday, see this year's Mark Twain Prize for Comedy as it honors Kevin Hart.
Dean Richards, WGN News.
Now some highlights from the late night monologues, courtesy of Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Kimmel.
The Met Gala, it's this ultra fancy costume party thrown each year by the editor of Vogue, where everyone looks like something you'd see in a commercial for Miracle-Gro. Many very famous people were there, including Zendaya, J-Lo, Dua Lipa. The whole thing, I don't know, to me, it looks like torture. But, you know, every year these fashion correspondents, they come up with some dumb word they repeat over and over again, like rocking, she's rocking this, and moment, it's this, obsessed. This year, the hot new red carpet word is giving.
She's giving silhouette, giving a beautiful body. She's giving no nothing, just white.
It's giving me, like, evil Disney princess in the best way.
It's giving, like Easter Sunday.
It's also giving, like, Queen of Hearts to me.
Yes.
It's kind of giving, like, Poison Ivy Couture.
She's giving fashion. She's giving fun. She's giving, you know, major glam.
She's giving body.
She's
right
giving
now,
body.
Too.
Look at the ponytail.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah. You're giving me a headache is what you're giving. Like, really fighting the urge to throw up right now.
What? I'm being told in my deaf ear that we have urgent animal news coming in. Yes, we have breaking zoos. Today's breaking zoos comes from China, where zoo-goers were outraged to discover the panda exhibit was actually dogs dyed black and white. Of course, there's a simple explanation. The dogs are in a Christy Gnome protection program. Here she comes. I'm a panda. Yum, yum, bamboo. Nothing to shoot here. I'm endangered.
Who's black and white and cute all over? You are. Yes, you are.
The zoo apologized for attempting to trick their customers and offered them a free visit to see their mangaroo.
Hey, this is great. Today is Teacher Appreciation Day.
That's right.
And I want all the teachers out there to party so hard that tomorrow becomes Substitute Teacher Appreciation Day. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. You deserve it. Well, some more political news. 82-year-old Senator Bernie Sanders just announced that he's running for a fourth term in November. Yep. Bernie's the only senator who's lived through diss tracks between Drake and Kendrick and Mozart and Beethoven.
Wow.
And finally, Disney said that Marvel will now release no more than 3 movies a year and will start focusing on quality.
Oh.
In response, everyone who spent the last few years making Marvel movies like, thanks? Ironically, now it's up to us to save the Avengers. There we go. We have a great show.